What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol Pete Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Hello?
Hello there. Hello.
Oh, we started. We really started. My bad.
What's that?
We really started?
Yeah, we started.
Oh, God.
I really hope that picked up on the mic.
Pardon him.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Okay, so we're good. For whatever reason, I felt like I wasn't recording through the mic. Doohickey.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure. We're coming up loud and clear. So all those people out there can hear us. So Mr. G-Roll is back.
Yep.
After a long week of no show.
Felt bad, man. I missed you guys.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You were all drunk the last episode.
No, I didn't miss you. I missed the audience.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah, I missed
them. I couldn't give a shit about you.
That's why we keep doing this shit. We actually can't stand each other, but, you know, it's you guys, the audience, that brings us together. So, I got some shit. Jiro, did you end up picking up your Switch?
No.
You didn't pick up a Switch yet?
No. My plan is to get it probably during holiday.
Ah, okay. That's a good plan. When you do get it, you should probably not put the cartridges in your mouth.
Oh, really?
Yes. I mean...
What a bummer, dude.
That might seem like common sense to some people. I think we talked about this last week, but I was kind of drunk and I don't remember too much.
Nah, dude. I was totally going to put that shit in my mouth.
Apparently, they taste terrible.
You know, I was so psyched to get my my Legend of Zelda cartridge.
And just lick it?
And just deep throat that shit.
Yes, like a sexy game girl.
Mm-hmm. And swallow it. And then make myself throw it back up.
Yes. Well, apparently, yeah, if you try that, it's going to taste terrible. And apparently it's on purpose.
Yeah, so kids don't fucking eat it.
Yeah. Exactly. So my question is, why? Who initially found out? Because Nintendo didn't come out and announce, hey, these cartridges have bitter on the label, so you probably wouldn't want to put them in your mouth. So someone out there in the world taste their cartridge.
Wait. The cartridge says bitter on the label?
It has bitterant.
Bitterant?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's like the same stuff, you know, like how they put in computer duster so people won't huff it? The same kind of stuff. But they have it, like, on the label of the cartridge.
Okay, yeah. I thought you said it said bitter on
no,
the label.
No, it doesn't
label.
Say bitter
like,
on
well,
the
that's
label.
That's why they're tasting it. Like, why does it say bitter?
Oh, that's why. It has a bitterant on the label. But again, like, why are people tasting these things? Unless someone was like trying to do the whole sexy gamer girl thing and lick their fucking tiny ass
cartridge.
But yeah, that's fucking retarded. Yeah, we didn't get to this last week. I wanted to really badly, but no one cared. Microsoft is unveiling a $10 monthly subscription for Xbox One. It's a gaming subscription. The way they're describing it is as a Netflix for games, which is like, what's that fucking?
So Gamefly.
Gamefly, yeah. But it's streaming. You can stream the games. You're out there like,
okay.
Or wait, no, it's not a streaming service, but a download subscription along lines of EA Access. You pay $10 a month, and you'll be able to choose from games like Halo 5, Payday 2, NBA 2K, Soul Calibur, blah, blah, blah. These are the examples given in the website, by the way. Downloading directly to your system and playing them as if they were purchased digitally. So subscribers will be able to purchase games in a catalog at 20% discount, 10% off add-ons. Then those will be added to your library permanently. But the other ones, there as long as you're paying for the monthly subscription, you have the other ones. And sort it out. So you can start downloading and renting games, right?
Right.
However, it's going to be updated on a monthly basis with games being added sometimes and sometimes games leaving. So if you have a game that you're like currently playing, and like next month it's one of the ones that they're taking out of the service, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Let's see here. If you unsubscribe a game or a game in the library, the game will be removed, but the save data from those games should be saved, so you won't have to restart. So that's one plus side. And it's a completely separate service from Games with Gold. So if you already have the Xbox Live Gold, this is a separate $10 fee.
So it would be, what is that, $60 or $70?
It would be about $70 a year.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, considering everything isn't bad. But the reason I bring this one up, the Xbox one, is because it's funny to me that immediately after the announcement of the Xbox Game Pass, GameStop's stock just dropped.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And so Xbox, it was a 8.5% 1 day, 12 in 2 days, which is huge.
So,
GameStop's shitting themselves right now because, like, they don't need it anymore, you know? I've said this multiple times on this show, and I will continue to say it till the day I die.
What?
Fuck GameStop and fuck their bullshit. I hate GameStop so fucking bad.
Were you on the show when we were talking about them? Were you not on the show that week when we had to talk about them supposedly, like, pushing used games?
No, I was here. Yeah. When, the GameStop life cycle program or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and where it's like each employee has to have 30% of their sales coming from used games, so they will straight up lie to you and tell you. But that's just like one little thing that GameStop fucking does, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
GameStop thinks they fucking. For the longest time, they kind of did. Now people are getting smart about it. And I think you talked about that's why you buy digitally.
Yeah.
You know, and, oh, yeah, and then you said something about, like, oh, there's no resale value when you buy the fucking...
Yeah. I don't plan on reselling it to you.
Yeah, exactly. Even if I do
resell it. If I'm going to sell it, I'm going to sell it to somebody else who's going to pay at least half of what this fucking game
is exactly.
Worth.
I paid $40 for this game. I'm selling it for $30 at the very least. You know?
Yeah.
It's not like it got
I'm not getting fucking $5 just to bring it back to you. Fuck
yeah. Me. It's not like the game, like, it's like you run out of game. It's not like, oh, hey, yeah, you use about 75% of this game. You know? So, like, that'd be different if it was something where it ran out or it wore down. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But it's not like it's fucking, yeah, it's not like you're going to wear it down from use or fucking, you know? It's like, oh, I can't play the end boss because fucking the guy that owned it before me used that all up. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's fucking stupid. But yeah, fucking GameStop, man. Fuck GameStop. Fuck them in their dirty, dirty asses.
How do you know their asses are dirty?
They just seem like dirty assholes. So, you know.
Okay.
What was I going to say about that? There was something else I was going to say about GameStop. I'm a bit bullshit. I don't remember. Moving on. fucking Mikkelsen, the dude from Doctor Strange.
Okay, Benedict Cumberbatch?
No, not Bela Bartok Cumberbatch.
Okay.
The guy that played the, he was, what's his name?
Black guy?
No, he was the guy with the fucking fucked up eyes. And he was like, Mister? I was like, Doctor, actually. Okay, Dr. Mister? It's strange. Yes, but who am I to judge? That guy.
I don't recall.
God damn it, what is it? I forget. Why can't I remember that? I've been watching that movie, like, fucking constantly since I bought it, and I cannot remember his name right now.
Clearly, because he just restated the entire fucking dialogue of that character.
Yeah, well, just that scene. Because that scene's funny. It wasn't funny the way I said it, but still. It's a funny scene. The whole Mr. Doctor thing. God damn it. Why can't I remember his name? D-Roll, you remember his name. God damn it.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
The main fucking villain. The guy with the fucking theme.
Oh, really? Fucking... I don't remember his name.
I can't remember his name either. God damn it. Anyway, that fucking guy, he's also in Death Stranding, right?
Right.
And apparently, Kojima tried to explain the plot to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so confusing that he just got lost and had no idea what the fuck was going on. This is the creator of the game explaining a brand new series to him.
Yeah. It probably is extremely convoluted, too.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Let me see here. Let me pull it back up. Alright. He was trying to tell me the full part of the game, and it's so elaborate that, I mean, I got lost. But I really wanted to learn more. It's a big honor to be there. When he got approached for it, he didn't know what it was, and then he didn't know who Kojima was, and so they explained to him who Kojima was and what was going on, and he asked his son about him, and his son said, "Yes, are you crazy? You have to do this." Then he met with Kojima, and then Kojima tried to explain everything, and he said it took him a while. It took him four or five different little. Like sit downs, and before he finally like kind of understood, he still doesn't understand the whole thing. So I'm sure it's gonna be a little crazy.
All right.
But he says it's been a blast to work on. But he's not giving away any spoilers or anything, which is good, I guess. Like as much as I want to know about it, I wouldn't want to know any spoilers about it. Were you ever a fan of Bioshock?
I like Infinite. I never got to play one or two.
Were you psyched at the idea of the Bioshock movie?
Not really.
No. Apparently, the movie was literally 8 weeks from shooting. They were 2 months from shooting when everything got canceled. It was just completely abandoned.
Was there a reason?
It didn't say. It had a down place, no matter how close full production appeared to have gotten. I have no idea where it is now, or who owns it, and where it went, or how much against it, or why it's not being made. So yeah, no one knows. It just got canceled and then.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. I think that would be a good, based on what I know of it.
I don't know, man. It might be a little too weird for cinema.
It could be, but I think based on, I mean, it's pretty much a alternative future, under the sea, post-apocalyptic fucking movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but there's so many like weird shit. Like there's fucking big daddies, little sisters.
Yeah, but that can all be explained because of the what is it? The Atom. Because of Bioshock, the whole story. Revolves around saving those little girls. You know
right.
what I mean? And I think they could do a movie based on, okay, you have this hero, he crashes, the fucking plane crashes in the ocean, he ends up at fucking, what's it called? I keep wanting to say Rupture Farms, but that's fucking Oddworld. What is the fucking Rapture? He ends up in Rapture.
Yeah, Rapture.
And then fucking, like, everything's all fucked up, and he sees these little girls, and he goes to save them, and finds out they're all fucked up, and that little girl explains to him about the other little girls once he saves her, you know what I mean?
Well, they could do a Bioshock Infinite movie. I don't think they could do a movie though.
Infinite, I haven't played.
Infinite's good.
Infinite, that's the one where there's like multiple timelines and fucking.
No.
Infinite's the one in the sky, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't that one, doesn't that one have like something about multiple timelines or...
Not really, no.
Alternate timelines or some shit like that?
Nope.
No? Yeah, I've never played that one.
Well, it's about a man named Booker White. I don't know, Booker DeWitt.
Uh-huh.
And he has these weird fucking dreams about, and he's like in an office.
Uh-huh.
And like someone keeps saying, bring me the girl, repay the debt or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then you're trying, and then like throughout the entire thing, you're starting to figure things out, and you find this fucking woman trapped inside, or like basically like Rapunzel or something, or like just kept at the top of this fucking ship. And you take her out, and you basically rescue her, and then you find out that she is your daughter, and the main bad guy is you from the future.
What the fuck? He's you from the future.
And then you end up killing yourself.
Uh-huh.
To free your daughter.
Okay.
So, like, it gets real fucking crazy.
Okay. See, I knew there was something fucking crazy. I knew there was something with the timeline.
But, like, as far as time, that's, like,
yeah.
The thing. It's not like you're going into different timelines and fucking
okay. Shit. I don't know what, like, I haven't played it, so I thought, for whatever reason, I thought it was, like, multiple timelines and such. That does sound like it would be a good movie, too, though. I wanted to pick it up, but I just never got around to it, you know?
Yeah.
But I heard it's a good game. Speaking of good games, I've heard this fucking what's it called? It's amazing. Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, Horizon Zero Dawn's fucking.
How far into it are you?
I don't know, it doesn't say like a percentage or whatever of how far you are in the game.
Okay.
But I've probably discovered like 3/4 of the map.
Okay.
I've been going around doing like side quests and stuff mostly. But like the best part about that game is like the world is so cool. It's like so hard to describe. It's it almost looks prehistoric, but at the same time, modern.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, the machines are so fun to fucking fight. There's so many different, like, there's different types of enemies. And, there's, like, the most basic enemies that you just gotta shoot them in the eye.
Yeah.
And they start getting more complicated, like, there's these things called blaze containers on the backs of certain enemies.
Uh-huh.
And you can shoot a fire arrow at them, and it'll over time it'll blow up the fucking machine.
Okay.
Then like you'll get into like really complicated monsters like the T-Rex looking guys.
No, the like
you could shoot off the weapons on the T-Rex and use them against it.
Okay.
And then that also has like different like you start fighting like the lower enemies and they basically teach you how to take on bigger enemies because all the bigger enemies have like those blaze containers on them.
Okay, so
there's like freeze canisters that if you shoot frost arrows at them,
mm-hmm.
it'll or even if you just damage it without knocking it off, it'll freeze it. And freezing them does extra damage.
Okay.
There's different weapons and stuff. Like, there's something called a tie-rope caster.
Ah.
You can shoot it at enemies, and it'll pin it to the ground. Depending on the size of the enemy, it depends on how many ropes it takes.
Okay.
And then you could do, like, a critical hit on them. Or you could, something called the trip caster, which is just trip wires. And you can put shock wire and make it and it stuns them.
Oh, nice. So when they run across it?
Yeah. Or there's just one that's just a bomb, bomb tripwire, or one that sets them on fire.
Nice. So it's all about setting things up and
yeah.
It's all about the strategy of how you're going to take on each.
Yeah.
And then there's hunting grounds are fun too, because they're like trials and stuff. You got to do those, and then there's.
So, without spoiling anything, is there any way can you describe why there's fucking?
No, that's completely part of the story.
It's like, okay.
And I haven't even gone that far
into it. Okay, nice. Because I know that's Chuck Bidge's biggest fucking complaint about that game. It's like the fucking dinosaur robots. Like, why are they fucking robots? And why are they dinosaurs if they're so advanced and blah, blah, blah? I think maybe the last episode all three of us were on, that was his whole thing. He was just fucking going off on robot dinosaurs. Like, he was. I remember him being very upset about it, though.
Yeah, they're not all dinosaurs, though. They just represent animals.
Yeah, they're all animals.
And what they're all doing is that they're gathering resources from the earth by almost like they're grazing.
Stuff. Okay.
So like you'll see animals like they have like excavators on their mouths, and they're just like digging in the dirt.
Okay.
So and those blaze containers that I'm talking about on the back or whatever, they're like transporting it.
Okay. So they're pretty much like, so the ones that are eating the dirt, they probably have something, some kind of mechanism inside where they're sorting out whatever minerals and yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Specifically the deer looking ones do that. And then there's watchers, which just kind of roam around. And they'll spot you, and if they spot you, they alert everyone around them.
Oh shit. So does everything just run off, or do they come at you?
Though it depends on what enemies.
Okay.
If they're the deer, they run off. If they're
like the T-Rexes or fucking others.
Yeah.
Dangerous creatures. So I have to bring this one up just because I don't know how. It's a cool prediction. But apparently, the PS5 is predicted to be released in the second half of 2018.
Huh. Well, didn't the PS4 Pro just come out like a month ago?
Yeah, the PS4 Pro just came out. And how long has the PS4 itself been out?
4 years? 5 years? 4 years? Yeah, 4 years?
Yeah, I think 4 years.
I think it's 2017, came out. 2013, yeah.
Came out, yeah, 2013. In November. And there's usually I know there's a 10-year fucking life cycle.
Right.
Let's see here. PS3 came out in 2006. So yeah, it was almost. Six, that's 9 years, right? No.
PS3 came out in 2006.
That's seven years. Yeah. So yeah, we still got a couple more years, but apparently, yeah, there's this big thing right now that a lot of analysts, one specifically, is saying that the PS5 is coming out probably next year, and they're saying that if it's meant to take over against Xbox once and for all, but I think that would just hurt.
Yeah, it would hurt PlayStation.
I think that would hurt it in the long run, just because it was like, okay, well, what happened to it? First of all, what happened to a 10-year life cycle? You know what I mean? Secondly, like, fuck you guys if you think I'm buying a new console so fucking soon.
Yeah.
You know. Third of all, just no. You know, like it would have to be some major fucking improvements.
It would have to be PC level.
Yeah, it would have there. It would have to be fucking major. You know, plus like, okay, like the reason I don't get the PS4 Pro is because I don't have a 4K TV.
Yeah.
Like, it can be something.
Well, technically, I could get a PS4 Pro now.
No, because you have the.
My monitor can do 4K.
Yeah. Chubb Bitch has got a 4K TV, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. But, like, I don't think I'm going to be buying a 4K TV right now. Like, my TV's fucking awesome as it is. You know what I mean? I just got this one maybe 3 years ago. Like that? I think I got it. Wait, no. When did GTA 4 come out? Or GTA 5 come out for the PS4?
2014.
So I got that TV a couple months after that. I remember when it was still brand new. I had just barely gotten GTA.
Okay.
When I
for the PS4?
Yeah, for the PS4. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like September of 2014.
Yeah, because I remember that one of the big things is this TV, it has what's called a game mode.
Uh-huh.
Because if you play it, if you're playing a game outside of game mode, it gets fucking choppy.
Okay.
So like it lowers the graphical settings slightly, just so you can keep up with the game itself. Like uh-huh. when you were playing GTA, the street and the things around you would get all glitchy when you were driving.
Yeah.
Because the screen, it was moving too fast for the screen to refresh.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember when I first put it on this TV, and I remember how fucking amazing I thought it looked, because like you can see all the cracks in the street and all that shit.
Yeah.
But I mean it still looks like not a 4K TV, but it still looks fucking amazing. I don't need to go 4K right now. Like there's no really
yeah.
like you know. It's like fuck that. So like a console dedicated around just 4K is not gonna do it for me.
Right.
You know, I understand the appeal of 4K, but that's, you know. But then again, I did say that about my PS3. I think I said that it was like the PS4 needs to be fucking a huge difference. Granted, it is though. It is a pretty huge
yeah,
difference.
Yeah, it is a pretty big, it's a significant difference
yeah.
from PS3.
Yeah.
Especially now.
Yeah.
With games now versus
yeah, not,
like games.
Now they've gotten used to the system and uh-huh. things that are fucking. Because like, what games? I'm trying to think of. Like Infamous looked fucking great on the PS3.
Yeah.
On the PS4 it looks better, but it's still not that much better. But again, it's a launch title, you know.
Yeah.
Look at the launch titles compared to, like, GTA 5. Fucking, look at those two, comparatively. From the PS3 to the fucking, to the 4.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then memory-wise, it's just, they did so much more on this one. Are you a fan of the Alien movies?
I'm a fan of, which one's the one when Ripley is bald?
Aliens 3?
Is it?
That
was
yeah.
two.
No,
that's
three. No.
Well, I like Alien
2
then.
Alien 2 is. Well, see, no, it's weird because there's Alien, which is the original film,
uh-huh.
and there's Aliens, which is a sequel. And then, is it Aliens 2? Or is it. I think, you know, yeah, I think you're right. It's the one where she's in the prison.
Yeah.
And Newt's dead. Yeah, I think it is Aliens 2.
Yeah, because that was the first one I watched, and I like that one. And
let me see. I guess. No, I think it's Aliens. Yeah, it's Aliens 3, though.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it's the second Aliens movie. But it's the third in the sequel. Or in the trilogy, I should say. Have you seen Prometheus?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I thought it was alright.
I've been excited about Aliens Covenant. That looks really
good.
Yeah,
that sure looks scary.
Ridley Scott is saying that he has 6 more movies he can make based on this series.
Based on Aliens?
Yeah.
What happened?
But yeah, it looks. I'm good with that. Because
yeah.
see, the way he's looking at it now though, is because Prometheus was a really good like starting block, so he can make all these movies, continuing off of that timeline.
Right.
But I want to say that. There's gonna be. Oh, excuse me. I want to say that someone was saying something about that movie would not be the second movie, Alien 2 or Alien 3, would not be part of the timeline. It's either Alien 3 or Resurrection. Because yeah. Resurrection is the one with fucking what's his nuts? Fucking the dude from Hellboy and I can't remember his name right now.
The guy that Michael was.
Yeah. No, why can't I remember his name right now?
Yeah. I don't know. We have a problem with names.
Today's one of those days where I can't just remember people's names today. But he's in... That movie was... It was cheesy, but I enjoyed it. I don't know why. That's the one when they brought Ripley back from the dead, but she was a half alien.
Okay.
And she had all these extra skills. Like, they made her, like, extra badass.
Uh-huh.
Because if you think about it, in the first two movies... Well, in the first movie, she's just running scared the entire time. You know what I mean? Until she's saved. The second movie, she's there to... Not assist, but, like, just give them a heads up on what's going on. Like, she dealt with these monsters before. Right. Where no one else, or no one else has dealt with them. They just don't realize that anyone that's dealt with them hasn't survived. And then in the third one, one of them falls with her.
Uh-huh.
And she is still, like, she knows how to fight these things, but she doesn't know how to, like, she's not really good at, because she's not a soldier, she's just a researcher, you know what I mean?
Right.
She just knows how to survive, that's just, you know, kind of like Jamie Lee Curtis with fucking, with Halloween. Like, she doesn't really know how to fight Michael Myers, but she knows who he is and knows kind of, you know?
Right.
She knows how to survive against him, pretty much. In the last one, she was the full-on badass because she had the fucking half-alien powers. And then she was fucking, like, like, she had all her Ripley, like, knowledge.
Uh-huh.
And then she had the badassness of the alien itself. So she was, like, all just, like, a Terminator tank kind of thing. And she had the acid blood and all that. And then there's that fucked up scene where she goes and finds the room full of all the failed versions of her.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That was pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I didn't see that one, though.
You haven't seen that one?
No.
No, that's a good one. I mean, I liked it. For what it is, I liked it. This new one just looks fucking intense, though.
You think that new girl, that one girl is supposed to be Ripley?
I think so. Or do you think
they're new characters?
Was that...
Or do you think they're just new characters?
I think they might be new characters, but I think she, if she's not the Ripley character, she is a...
incarnation.
Yeah, an incarnation of Ripley. She's not related. She might not be related or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's pretty much just like, okay, well, you know, this is our Ripley.
Yeah.
Did you ever play Sleeping Dogs? I forgot about this.
What?
Sleeping Dogs?
No.
You never played Sleeping Dogs? That's a great fucking game if you get a chance. I want to say it's on PS3.
No, I never played Sleeping Dogs.
That was a really good game. It was kind of like, it was one of those undercover crime games where you're a cop, undercover cop.
And the mafia or some shit.
Yeah, but I think it was the Chinese.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Well, they're making a movie based on it.
Really? And
it's going to be starring Donnie Yen.
Who's that?
He is the blind guy from Star Wars. He is the Ip Man or IP Man or...
Okay, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. I think he's a fucking great choice for that. And I look forward to that now.
Reservoir Dogs?
Yes, Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
The game, for people that haven't played, you take over the role of Wei Shen, an undercover Hong Kong-American police officer who infiltrates and attempts to take down a criminal organization from the inside. You have to fight your way from the ranks without blowing your cover. And that's pretty much the way they described the game. I only played bits of it, but... And I know there was supposed to be a sequel that never came out. And then the studio that made the game shut down. But now they're talking a movie. And... Yeah. I'm all for it. Futurama's coming back as a video game.
What are they gonna? How's it gonna be a video?
It's not even a full game. It's a fucking mobile app.
Oh, okay.
It's an ad game, but it supposedly takes off exactly where the TV series ended.
How did it end? Didn't something like destroy the fucking planet?
No. Oh, maybe something. I don't remember. The only thing I can remember is I remember Fry and Leela having, like, living their entire life together, and then, like, for whatever reason, they're going, like, shit gets reversed.
Uh-huh.
And, like, they're just, like, back being young and them again. And I think that's where, that's all I remember from it. I really don't remember. I remember being on Netflix because it got canceled everywhere else, and then it ended up on Netflix for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But yeah, so apparently this is what's going to happen. It's going to be the game is what's going to end it. Which is weird. I don't understand why. I mean, it depends on also the type of game it is, you know?
Yeah.
Like, is it going to be a fucking, like, an RPG? Is it going to be like, what the fuck are they trying to, you know? I really don't see where they could take it. And let's see here. Infinity War reportedly going to be the most expensive film ever made.
Avengers?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe it.
Early reports of Marvel's Infinity War budget, which still may span over two movies, estimates that the company will be spending $1 billion on the story of the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy fighting Thanos.
Isn't there going to be two parts to the Infinity War?
Yeah, it's supposed to be two movies. So, if even if you consider they split it into two movies, $500 million each, the current record holder for a single movie budget is Pirates, which cost $378.
Really?
Yeah.
Which Pirates?
Stranger Tides. Cost $378
million.
Really? Yep. I'm sorry, I take that back.
Avatar was.
No.
Where's Avatar at?
Let's see here.
No, it was up there.
Let's see. Avatar production cost. Production budget. The Hobbit trilogy cost $745 million. So this... Okay, the Avatar budget, $237 million.
I thought it was more too.
That seems like it'd be way more. So yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean almost 400, and so it's gonna beat that by 100.
Wait, so then Hobbit is the highest.
But that's all across through all three movies. All three movies, not just one. Yeah, so that's fucking crazy. Granted, they did film all three movies at once.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy when you think about it. Fucking $1 billion to make a movie. But then again, how much are they expecting to make off those two movies? You know what I mean? Like, how much did Civil War make?
I don't remember. I don't think they made $1 billion.
Let me see. Civil War.
Yeah, I don't think they made over $1 billion.
Yeah, 1.132 billion in the U.S.
I'm fucking wrong.
Yeah, and it cost them $250 million to make.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Who do you think Infinity War can attract a lot more people of than like Captain America?
I think so. I think the hype is real. I think the hype is real for this one.
I don't know, man.
I think that. The Avengers, like everything they've been,
because like the Avengers movies haven't been doing as good as like the Civil War movie.
Yeah, that's true. But this movie's kind of been the Infinity War is everything. Every movie that Marvel's been making,
yeah,
is leading up to the Infinity War.
Right.
Like every movie, like okay, Guardians has the Infinity Stone. Thor had an Infinity Stone. Avengers had an Infinity Stone. Captain America had an Infinity Stone. Fucking, I think Iron Man's the only one that didn't.
Yeah.
Fucking Doctor Strange has the Infinity Stone. Iron Man's the only series, the only ones in the series that didn't have an Infinity Stone. You know? So everything.
Ant-Man?
Ant-Man. But Ant-Man was kind of, like, I actually love the Ant-Man movie. But it was, I think it was meant as a throwaway. Like, oh, here's...
No, you have to count him. Ant-Man was in Civil War.
Yeah, he was. You're right. You're right. But I think the only reason he was in Civil War, the only reason he had his own movie was so they could put him in Civil War and be like, not, and not, people won't be like, who the fuck is this guy and where did he come from? You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to Ant-Man too, but who knows when that shit's coming out. Paul Rudd does a fucking great job in the movie. He does fucking awesome. What's coming out first, Black Panther or Infinity War?
I think Black Panther.
Let's see. Marvel timeline.
Actually, no. Maybe after, because I haven't heard anything about Black Panther. And Infinity War comes out. It might. You know what? Black Panther might be after Part One.
I think it might be, and then like, and then they're gonna do a whole other run, and then
And Part Two.
Yeah. Alright, here we go. Upcoming movies. Come
on. Cause Infinity War is next year.
Yeah. See, Guardians of the Galaxy, then Homecoming, Thor Ragnarok.
I forgot about Homecoming.
Black Panther. No, Black Panther's coming out February 16, 2018, and Avengers Infinity War May 4th, 2018. Then Ant-Man and Wasp is coming out after that.
May 4th, you said?
Yeah. No. Yeah, May 4th. I'm sorry.
May the 4th be with you. It's ballsy.
Yeah.
Going on Star Wars.
Coming out on Star Wars Day. And then fucking Ant-Man, Captain Marvel coming out after that. And then Untitled 4th Avengers movie. And then Spider-Man Homecoming 2. That's what they have slated up to now.
It better be like just the placeholder name.
What?
Homecoming 2.
Oh, no, right? That probably, it more than likely is. I mean, I could be wrong, but...
Be real. I wouldn't want to watch that movie based off principle if they just called it
Homecoming 2. Homecoming 2, yeah.
I think it'd be the best fucking movie in the world. I'd be like, I don't want to see no movie called Homecoming 2.
At least Homecoming Again. Something fucking stupid like that.
Should be a homecoming with a question mark for the first one. And then for the second one, it's with the exclamation point.
Right? There you go. There you go.
Because the second one you're excited about because now you have no expectations.
Yes. But how would you... okay, so after both movies come out, so you want to watch Spider-Man Homecoming? You want to watch Spider-Man Homecoming? You question one and you yell the other. Dude, apparently fucking Legend of Zelda is amazing.
I believe it.
I'm saving money right now. So I can't go and buy a Switch, even though I want to badly, just because I want to play fucking Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
But have you seen all those fucking glitch videos that have been coming out with?
No.
The fucking, apparently the Switch itself, like, all kinds of dead pixels, and it just starts like fucking like making this weird like, like you even if you turn the volume down, it's still fucking just blasting. It's like top volume is loud screech. Like, you know, like when the old Nintendo games, like if you like bump the cartridge and it would like do that.
Yeah.
Like that noise, but just fucking.
It's probably because of the cartridges, yeah.
Yeah, probably. And then like it's like the screen itself, like it looks like a. Have you ever seen some, or like, you know, you if someone drops a phone and the screen gets all fucking just like.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that's what it's
all
been
black.
Doing. Not all black. It's like, it's still turned to display, but like, there's like green and other pixels,
yeah,
like, like, you know, all on top of each other. Apparently, it's been happening to, I think they said it's 15% of the consoles released have had these glitches.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a whole lot. And so, I mean, who knows?
Like, that's a good chance that if you buy one, you're going to
You're going to get a fucked up one. There was something else, too, that's going on with them. God damn it, what was it? I should have fucking saved the story. Nintendo.
I had a feeling it would be like that. That's why I wanted to get one day one, but I had a feeling some of that stuff was going to happen.
Yeah.
Because it seems it's like such a good idea. But the fact that nobody's ever done it, it kind of just It almost means that it's going to have problems, especially on the first day that they release it.
Oh, the fucking, the left Joy-Con controller apparently is fucking up too.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if it's, let me see here. It's the issue with the left, will not attach to the screen unit itself to be used, like, so if you put it in the plastic grip controller, if you're using it by itself, it has a lot of input lag. And apparently it's because of something in the controller itself, like the way it actually sends.
Uh-huh.
It's causing issues. So it's so bad at certain points that, like, okay, if you're playing, like a lot of people are obviously playing Zelda, that the entire left buttons, everything on the left side of the controller, is fucking completely useless.
Uh-huh.
Because, like, you push the button, and by the time it reacts on the screen, like, you know, there's so much lag.
Right.
That it's... Well, some people are saying it's up to a 5-second lag, which is, that's fucking insane.
That's long. That's...
Yeah. Nintendo said just puts out the guide.
At that point, I'd probably just buy that fucking Pro Controller.
Yeah. But see, Nintendo's addressed the issue of saying it could, there's like a lot of things that can cause, for whatever reason, it's only the left controller. But they put out this whole thing about, like, oh, keep it away from your keep the base unit away from TVs, aquariums, or any device that sends or receives Wi-Fi. So literally everything you own, including your cell phone, which Nintendo will report it'll use for its online service. So anything that has Wi-Fi, you have to keep that left controller away from. That's going to cause...
So you'd have to... let's say you have your phone. All right, everybody, I need you to confiscate your phones.
You take away everybody, turn
it off. Put it in the box.
Yep, turn everything
off. We have a lead box right here. We're going to seal it.
Right? But so hopefully there's going to be some kind of fix for that before...
You can't have, like, if you had a game setup,
mm-hmm.
like, you can't have your PlayStation, your Switch, and your Xbox all together.
Because it's going to throw off the left fucking...
Yeah, they need to fix that before I buy it.
Yep. Apparently, as long as the controllers are docked to the Switch itself,
uh-huh.
you have no issues.
Oh, okay.
But so the second you take the controllers off, that left one starts to get the lag. Because, again, anything with Wi-Fi. Let's see here. There's something else I wanted to bring on. Zero Dawn is fucking awesome, apparently. Eight Crazy King Kong posters, no. Where the fuck is the story at? Shadow of War.
Oh, yeah.
That's a part of Shadow of You?
Sequel to.
Yeah, I never played the first one. I kept wanting to.
I never played either. I've kept thinking about it because it's gone on sale a couple times.
Yeah.
Fucking dirt cheap.
Yeah.
This past sale that they had a couple months ago.
But
it was like $5.
I heard it's fucking amazing.
I was like, fuck, I want to get it. But do I want to put in the time?
Yeah. Because let me see. Shadow of Mordor. GameSpot gave it 8 out of 10. IGN.
It was Game of the Year.
Yeah.
The year it came out.
9.3 out of 10. It got a fucking shit ton of great ratings. And I never heard a bad thing about that game. But at the same time, I didn't hear enough about the game to pick it up. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I'm a fan of the books. The Lord of the Rings books. I can never get into the movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I just can't get into the movies. I enjoyed the books. But the movies, like, I still haven't watched the first one completely, let alone the second and third. You know?
Right.
I fell asleep watching the first one and just never went back. So it's like, I don't know because I know the universe, I know the story, but do I need to see the movies for it to fucking make sense in the game, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the only reason I'm hesitant on it. But, I might have to pick it up, especially because the second... Have you seen the fucking trailer for the second one?
No, I didn't see the trailer. I just saw the,
Dude, The trailer looks fucking amazing. It looks fucking great. Like, it's just a dude on the fucking... I forget the name of the main character in the game. But he's on top of the fucking mountain and shit, and he's just fucking banging the shit. It's like, it's him, and like, he's all glowy. Like, you know, he goes into that ghost mode.
You just said he was just banging this chick?
No, he's banging a ring. He's on the animal.
Okay.
I think they're banging a ring that he could say that could be
used. He's just fucking...
Yeah.
Just hardcore fucking on a mountain.
But he's in that ghost mode, you know, that he turns into.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he's sitting there banging away at this fucking thing. And, like, he fucking bangs it for the last time, and, like, this burst of energy comes out, and it knocks him out, and, like, the ghost figure of him is still there. And so, like, he's on the floor. And also, like, the ghost figure goes to reach for the ring, and it just disappears.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, fucking, what's his nuts... Is oh god, what's the villain from
the Eye?
The Eye, but the Sauron.
Sauron,
and then, you know, he's got the armor and shit, and he's there. He's building his army, and then dude starts crawling over the ring, and the armies are fucking just building and fucking like swarming. And then he grabs the ring and throws it on, or like it flies to him, it goes onto his finger, and he's like stands up all. So like it's all new powers, all new fucking abilities.
And he'll probably still be able to like take over. Or make a...
Yeah, there's no way they can get rid of that fucking friends and foes fucking dynamic.
Yeah.
Because that's, I mean, from what I understand, that's what made the last movie, or the last game, fucking amazing.
Yeah, especially in, like, you get your, the guys you've taken over or whatever, and, like, higher up in their fucking army and shit.
Yeah, exactly. I might have to end up picking it up. I know Best Buy has it for like $10 right now.
Yeah, they were selling it on the fucking PlayStation Store for like $5 with PlayStation Plus. Huh?
Yeah, see, I'm gonna end up having to pick it up.
Yes, should have just got it.
Yeah, see, the next time it goes on sale, you should probably just scoop it up. Reservoir Dogs: Bloody Days announced. I'm not sure if it's a
prequel. Did you just say Reservoir Dogs?
Yes.
I was watching that movie yesterday.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good movie just to throw on randomly, you know?
Yeah, it is. I don't know why I really like that part where the guy's fucking torturing him.
That's fuck.
Like, it's just hilarious. He's fucking dancing.
Yeah.
Just fucking cutting up his face and taking his ear off.
Oh, Bloody Days is a game. It's going to be released on PC and Xbox One. It's a top-down perspective where players must strategically rewind time to control a team of characters as they blast their way through a variety of heists based in the movie. Huh. That sounds weird. Why not just make a fucking shoot 'em up based in the game?
Yeah.
Instead of... Top-down where you must strategically rewind time to control... To control a team of characters. That's fucking weird. Well, I guess maybe, okay, if you have to control all six characters, then maybe, yeah, okay, I can understand we're having a rewind time where, like, okay, like, this character didn't do what you wanted him to do, so you back it up a second and have him do something slightly different.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know, that doesn't sound like something for Reservoir Dogs. That just sounds weird.
Yeah, I don't know about that, man.
That just doesn't sound right to me. Oh, you saw Logan. No spoilers, please. What would you give it?
9.
A 9? 9 out of 10? That's a pretty high rating. I was like, what the fuck? My phone just scared the shit out of me. So it looks like it says daylight saving, turn clocks forward in 1 hour. But no, we're turning them forward an hour. and you saw the Deadpool teaser.
At the beginning
of it. I thought it was pretty fucking hilarious. Just him putting on the suit for fucking 15 minutes.
Oh, God. Oh, man. I should have never put the suit on.
Oh, man.
He just lays on his dead fucking body.
Yeah, he just lays out on him. Like, and then he gets something out of one of his bags or eating it or something.
No, it was the best part. It was like,
fucking, for the love of God, somebody help me.
Oh, shit. And he tried calling the guy that puts the, helps him put him in the suit offset and shit. That was funny shit. Yeah, the whole thing of the whole setup of him just running to the fucking booth and trying to put on his shit, it's fucking hilarious. It just makes me want Deadpool 2 that much more.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Ryan Reynolds, man. That motherfucker.
I've been hearing shit like, they're gonna, what's her name? Some girl who's, Kane. Is his name Kane?
Who?
The other guy. The guy that they're casting.
For Cable?
Cable, there you go. Cable's daughter. Supposedly Cable's daughter is going to be in there, too.
Really?
That's what people think.
Well, I know they cast Domino already.
Uh-huh.
I forget who they cast as Domino right now off the top of my head. But I remember, she's off some other show, and I remember looking at her and thinking, okay, that's a good fit. She's darker than I expected, but that's not a bad thing.
She's black?
Yeah. No, I think she's, I think she might be some kind of Hispanic.
Okay.
But, I can't remember. As a matter of fact, I could be wrong. Let's see. Let's go to Google.
I just saw, like, a little theory. Man, I'm yawning.
You did just get off work.
Cable's daughter is going to be in. They might cast Cable's daughter into the movie. As a replacement for Cable, I don't know. Maybe they can't find a good fit for Cable that can bring their vision to life.
Maybe.
I
highly doubt that, though. I think they'll be able to get someone to fucking play. Zazie Beetz revealed as Domino. She's going to play Domino.
Beetz is in The Vegetable? Okay, I know. I recognize.
I probably didn't say her name right at all. But it just sort of looks like Zazie Beetz.
She looks like Dominican.
Yeah, right? I think she's a good fit. She looks like it. She fit. I think she looks enough like the character. You know what Domino looks like, right?
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm good with that.
Domino is like gray skin.
Huh?
Domino has a gray skin.
Yeah. So I think it'll work. I think it'll work out fine.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
If anything, they'll just body paint it.
Body, exactly, you know. But, you know, some people get upset by stuff like that, you know. Not us.
That's literally what Mystique is.
Yeah. No, I'm saying about, I'm saying just about hiring people of color to play characters that are decidedly
a person of literal color, because literally color.
Yes, but no, I mean, if you technically, if you think about it, her skin, she's white-ish.
It's like a gray blue.
Yeah, I know.
Which is a color, which is a vibrant color, which is one of the colors that is not considered.
Yeah.
Like a boring color between black and white and brown.
Oh man. I can see.
God, they made the colored person a color. How could they color that colored person?
Oh, speaking of bigots, do you hear about this whole bullshit with Beauty and the Beast? And,
no.
Like a whole movie?
Is Gaston a rapist?
No, but they should kind of force that issue a little bit more. He pretty much is, when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, apparently there's a scene. They didn't make Le Fou gay. But there's a scene that he comes out when he's talking, like, the whole, you know how he's all fucking talking about, there's, like, he sees a song dedicated to Gaston.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess there's a scene either prior to that or just after that that comes across very gay.
Mm-hmm.
And people are flipping out about it.
Because, very flamboyant.
Yes. Apparently, LeFou's gay because of this one scene.
Flamboyant.
Yes. But there's a whole line of theaters in Texas that aren't going to be playing it. And their quote is, We will not bow down to gay Hollywood's agendas or some shit like that. Then it's like, we will not show any movies that we cannot sit down and watch with Jesus. And I was like, that's... Like, I can understand, okay, well, this seems a little too gay for you, and okay, not wanting to, like, force anything gay on you, but to bring Jesus into it, to bring, you know...
Why, Jesus is a holy man.
Yeah, why would, you know, Jesus probably wouldn't want to sit down and watch a movie with you either anyway, because you're a fucking baby piece of shit that...
Yeah, you should just never watch a movie again.
Yeah, like, stop watching movies, because then, you know what, you know how many gay
There is no movie that Jesus would want to watch.
Not with you.
Not even Passion of the Christ, he doesn't want to relive that.
But, fuck... If there's any movie in this world that Jesus wouldn't want to watch, Passion of the Christ, which is about him.
Yeah.
It's a wholesome Christian story.
He's either gonna be like, oh my God.
Like, what, yeah.
Oh my God, it's all happening before my eyes again. Oh my God. Or it's like, this didn't happen.
Yeah, that's way more brutal.
I didn't even die. Why do people ever think I died? I'm right here, guys. Seriously.
Nobody asked me. No, nobody got my permission to make this movie. Don't I get rights somehow, you know? Residuals, fucking, you know. Likeness rights, at least. Something.
Parody Oscar, parody no.
Parody law. I like that. I think we'll go ahead and wrap it up on that.
Did you hear about that? There's an old... It's like, really old. It's, like, 3 years ago.
What?
But, like, someone made a Starbucks called the Dumb Starbucks.
Oh, shit. I've heard about the Dumb Starbucks.
Uh-huh.
I knew they were getting sued, but I didn't realize they got off on the parody law?
Yeah, they got off on parody law.
That's fucking awesome.
It was like a comedian opened it. He's like, it's parody law. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And then he was on like Jimmy Kimmel, where it was like, yeah, I just go to like Bond's down the street and I buy a bunch of coffee grounds and I sell it to everybody for $2.
That's fucking awesome. Where is it at?
And like, I don't think it's open anymore. I think he closed it.
Oh yeah, he just did it for a show.
Yeah.
Where was it located?
I forgot where it was. It was pretty close to us.
Damn it! If I would have known, I would have
went. It was a while ago.
Yeah, I know, but still. This was 2014 is when it happened.
Yeah.
Dumb Starbucks. Even the logo is the exact same. He just put dumb. He just moved Starbucks over and added.
Yeah, and everything on the menu at dumb. So dumb vanilla latte.
Yeah.
Dumb.
That's fucking awesome.
Pumpkin spice lunch.
That's awesome. I wish I would have known about it. I, what's funny is I did hear about it. I just, you know, didn't think anything of it.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I didn't realize. I knew they were being sued, and I was, like, a dumb espresso, dumb brewed coffee. And then literally everything underneath that is also dumb iced coffee, dumb shaken iced tea, dumb iced tea lemonade, dumb caramel macchiato, dumb white chocolate. It was like, damn.
I would laugh if, like, when people were ordering stuff, they'd be like, oh, yeah, I want the iced coffee. It's like, you want what?
Yeah.
The iced coffee? I'm sorry, we don't serve iced coffee.
We only sell dumb iced coffee.
Like, but it's right there. Well, you see, that says dumb iced coffee. You have to tell me you want dumb iced coffee.
Well, I told you about the time I got into it with Starbucks fucking employee over what? The stupid fucking sizes.
Venti and...
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I went in and asked for a large whatever I was trying to order. He said, excuse me, sir, we don't have large drinks here.
What a dick. You know what it fucking means.
That was my exact response. Okay, I may not have said, what a dick, but I thought it. And then said, you know what I mean. Can I please have a large whatever? And he was like, we don't have large drinks here, sir. You know, our sizes are clearly red, are clearly marked. Can you please pick a size? And at this point, I was like, I refuse to say fucking, what is it,
venti? We have a small grande and a venti.
I was like, yeah, I'm not saying venti. I'm, give me a large motherfucking drink of whatever I just fucking ordered.
Uh-huh.
And we got into it. And then finally the fucking manager came through and was like, apparently Starbucks is, like, if someone comes and says large, you don't fucking correct them. You just give them a fucking
venti,
yeah. You know?
Yeah, because it's very clearly small, medium, large.
Exactly. But apparently, like, this guy, this I wasn't the guy's first incident. I just happened to be the most, like, I was like...
Aggravated.
Yeah, because everyone else fucking gave in. I was like, fuck this guy and fuck that goddamn word. Like, I am not giving into this guy's demands. And I was like, we were pretty much going back and forth. Like, I was like, just give me my fucking large drink. Mm-hmm. Sir, we do not serve large drinks here. We do not, like, do you see large anywhere on the fucking menu? And like, we were going back and forth. Like, just give me a large drink. Just give me my fucking drink. Make it large. That's all that I fucking want. And I'm getting loud at this point. Like, you know what? And I think I said, like, you know what? Just fuck you. Give me my drink. And that's when the manager came out and I was like, oh, is there a problem? He was like, yeah, this fucking guy won't give me my drink. He's like, what do you mean? Like, I ordered a large drink and he won't give. He said, you guys don't have a large. And he like fucking like the manager looks at me and goes,
Ronnie.
Yeah. Like, snaps at the guy and goes, go step in the back room right now. And then fucking gives me like takes my order, fucking gives it to me for free, and then like, but it turns into it was like, fuck you and your large fucking bullshit, like. Even to this day, like, anytime I go to Starbucks, I refuse to say fucking venti. I always say large. That's on principle. Just, yeah, I want it to happen again.
You know what? I want a free venti because you wouldn't let me say large. Fuck you.
Exactly. I think on that note, we'll go ahead and wrap it up. Game over.
What are you talking about?
No more questions.